A huge thanks goes out to our producers for this week. Danielle, Ginger, Mike to the D, Cat OJ, Devin, Savannah, Pixel Donut, Janelle, Michelle, and Diane. Thanks so much, guys. A friendly hello to Ravioli the Cactus, Yas Hearth, Short Stack, and I'm a Jellyfish, as well as Brooke Dragon 02. Thanks so much to our contributors for this week's episode, because without you, this episode would not be possible. Our first story is from an anonymous contributor and user Banluil, which I'm sure I'm mispronouncing, sorry, and Lenny kindly contributed to our last two stories. Thanks, guys. Don't forget, if you'd like to contribute your true horror story, you can send it to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on Twitter @society_radio or Instagram @nightmaresocietyradio. And last, if you're interested in supporting the podcast, check out patreon.com/nightmaresociety. There you can become a member of the Members Only Campfire. It's a lot of fun over there, so feel free to check it out. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of Nightmare Society. These events took place over a couple of months. It still haunts me to this day, and it's a lot of the reason why I am the way I am. A little backstory. I have 5 siblings, 6 of us total. When this happened, my oldest brother was 14, so I would have been 3 at the time, given we are 11 years apart. I'm the baby of the family. This happened at a very fragile time in my parents' marriage. My dad definitely wasn't the best father, and had cheated on my mother a number of times. For the record, I've asked my siblings to write this since they were older, but no one has so I'll recount it to the best of my ability. There was so much more that happened, but I'll talk about 3 occurrences that stuck with me. I was eating something with my sister, watching TV with her at night, and the rest of my siblings. My parents weren't home. We only had 1 car at the time, and my mom had to go pick up my dad and leave us at home sometimes. I remember going into the kitchen to throw something away with my sister. We had a big window in the kitchen, and the garbage was right beside it. My sister screamed, and we both noticed a man's face pressed up against the glass, looking in at us with a flashlight and smiling. We both ran in the other room to tell the rest of my siblings. We all quickly stopped watching TV and stayed together upstairs. My mother soon got home, and we told her what happened. She flipped out, called the cops, and also told my neighbors to keep an eye out. This happened a number of times, and turned out to be multiple men. They always seemed to get away right before the cops got to us, or right before my mom got home. I remember her cutting down the bushes in front of our house, because these men would hide in them. I also remember them breaking one of the windows in our kitchen at one point. On a separate night, I remember being alone with one brother and one sister closest in age to me. They would have been 4 and 6. I don't know why we were alone, but I remember it distinctly. The men came back and were pounding on our front door and throwing things at our windows. All 3 of us ran into my parents' room upstairs and locked the door. I remember crying with my sister and my brother telling us not to cry, that we could pretend to be other people, brave people, so that we wouldn't be scared anymore. It definitely worked, and my parents got home soon after. We were literally on lockdown at this point, and I was terrified of everyone. My brother tells me one night the phone rang right when my mom had left to get my dad, and he answered, and it was one of the men, and he laughed and said,
"You people are so f***ing stupid,"
and hung up. One of the last nights that this went on, I remember being in bed, and my sister waking me up and taking me with her to the landing of our stairs. Our stairs faced our front door, and my brother was sitting on the landing pointing a shotgun at the front door, and all my siblings were huddled beside him. I didn't know what was happening or even really what a gun was, but I knew whatever was happening was really bad. I sat down next to my siblings and no one talked. I remember having a stupid T-Rex toy I was playing with. It was as if time had stood still. But then there it was. The men banging on our front door and yelling things outside. I don't know why or if the men had done it, but our front door was unlocked. It felt like forever when finally my brother spoke and all he said was,
"Come in,"
while pointing the shotgun right at the front door. All the sounds stopped and we waited, but no one came through the door. My parents got home soon after and my dad actually caught one of them and beat the living crap out of the guy. The cops came soon after all of this and told us they had news. Apparently, our phone lines were being tapped. That's how the guys always knew when we were alone at the house. I don't know if the cops knew or charged any of these men with anything. My mom doesn't like talking about it because she's a different person than she was 20 years ago. Now that I'm older, I realize we never should have been left alone at that time. Period. But my mom was not well. She was madly in love with my dad and was obsessed with making sure he wasn't cheating. A lot of the time that this was going on, she wasn't picking him up. She was watching him at work and making sure he wasn't cheating. All while leaving the six of us alone to fend for ourselves. I realize how insanely selfish this is, but I've forgiven my mom for it. She's still with my dad, and I'm working on a better relationship with both of them. Looking back, it doesn't even feel real. After all, we found out all of this happened from a psycho witch of a lady my dad cheated with, who got her loser middle-aged guy friends to terrorize a bunch of children. For the record, I found this woman and sent her the nastiest message a few years ago when I turned 19. This stuff keeps me up at night. I'm hyper alert to sounds and am extremely paranoid at night, especially when I'm alone. These pieces of crap impacted my life in such a way that they'll never know. But through it all, my siblings have remained so close. And my brother is super badass for stepping up and caring for us the way he did. He still tries to this day to be our protector, though we've all grown up. I now realize what's important is that none of us were hurt because it could have gone so terribly wrong in so many ways. I wonder if that guy would have come in. And I also wonder what these loser guys are doing now that they're in their 50s. Regardless, I hope I never meet them again, because I may just kill them. My father was in the army for 21 years, retired, and moved to a very small town in Central Florida. He got bored after a couple of years, and even though we didn't need the money between his retirement and what my mom was making as a bookkeeper or tax preparation person, he wanted to go back to work. He started working at various gas stations, and it being a small town, the owners wouldn't care if I came there and helped them out with stocking the coolers, or even running the register, as long as I didn't sell any beer or cigarettes. This all took place in the late 80s and early 90s. The actual story I'm going to tell took place in 1990, and I remember the date well, because it was shortly after my birthday, and being 15 in Florida, I had just gotten my learner's permit, and my dad would let me drive him to and from work, just to get some experience on the road, both at day and at night. I was sitting in my usual spot at the table that was set up along the windows, book in hand, feet propped up and a Mountain Dew on the table along with some snacks. I would generally spend most of the evening that way, reading books, getting up to run the register and stock the cooler at different times. I remember glancing up because something caught my attention that was unusual, and I realized that a lady was walking up our parking lot from the direction of the interstate. The gas station was right on I-75. This in itself was really strange, because where we were located, you didn't get many people walking, and definitely not walking from the direction of the interstate. I figured she had broken down somewhere and was coming to use the phone to call for a tow truck or something. I was completely wrong. She came into the store, looked around for a few minutes, and I remember getting just a strange and creepy feeling about her. She walked up to the counter and started telling my dad a story about how she had gotten stranded and needed a ride up to the next big town up north from us. Ocala was the town. This is important. My dad lets her know that he's working and there's no way that he can take her. She turns and looks at me, and while she's looking away from him, my dad catches my eye and subtly shakes his head no. I was confused for a second, but then she turns back to my dad and points at me asking if I can take her. My dad responded back that I had only a learner's permit and wouldn't be able to drive her anywhere and then drive back. Normally I would have done it, even though it was illegal because I had done it a few times before already. I didn't argue with my dad since this was completely out of character for him. He was normally chatty with customers, but for whatever reason, he was almost curt and dismissive of her. Turns out he had a bad vibe about her from the minute he had seen her walking up the drive. Well, she cusses him for a minute, and he basically tells her to get out of the store. She slammed the door open. I thought the glass was going to break from how hard she had slammed it. And then she stalks out of the store and down the driveway. I keep an eye on her and continue to watch as she makes her way back up the interstate and then starts up the northbound ramp. Almost a year passes, and I'm in my boredom less than a week before my 16th birthday. I hear my dad yelling from the living room.
Son, get your ass in here and look at this.
I quickly run to the living room and see my dad pointing at the TV and look at the mugshot of the lady up on the screen and immediately remember the lady who had been in the store. Turns out I almost gave a car ride to Eileen Wuornos, who was later convicted of being a serial murderer and then later put to death. I still have nightmares about what could have happened. I was 13 years old when this happened. My whole family and I, 13 people in total, were going to my granddad's farm for the week. But the thing is, the farm is so big that strangers just walk past on the property, so anyone can come on and do whatever. We were going to camp, and the farm was in the middle of nowhere. When we got there, me and my two cousins, Jack and Bella, that were only a year younger than me, decided to sleep in the same tent away from the rest of the family, just down the road a bit, but not that far that our parents couldn't see us. As we set up our tent, I heard a snap sound coming from the forest-like area. It was like a tree branch just snapped, like in a horror movie. I asked if either of my cousins had heard it, but neither of them did. I pointed where I heard the sound, but they lost interest in what I was saying. Bella wasn't very into scary stuff like me, but Jack did get scared easily. Later at like 7:30 p.m., we just finished dinner and had our showers. I was the last one to have it because I didn't care and wanted to take my time. When I was going to say goodnight to my family, I saw my cousin's dog, Minty, looking and growling into the woods.
"Hey, Minty, what's wrong?"
She just ignores me and continues growling. This was strange since she loved me. I shoved it off and continued to say goodnight. When I finished, I started walking back, but as soon as I got near the tent, I heard a scream coming from the tent. I sprinted to my cousins, and when I got there, I saw Bella hugging Jack.
"What's wrong?"
I asked quickly.
"Jack went out to go to the toilet, and he saw two hooded figures behind a few trees watching him."
I was shocked, since these sorts of things don't really happen. My dad and two of my uncles came and asked what's wrong. I told them, and they immediately got a rifle from the hut where my granddad lived and charged into the woods. They were big and muscular and intimidating, so they had a chance of catching the people. About 2 minutes had passed, and my dad and uncles came back with one of my uncles holding his shoulder as if he was injured. Ended up, he had a cut wound. That night, everyone slept in the car since it would be a bit dangerous to stay outside. The next day, my dad and uncles told everyone about last night, saying they were fit since they were fast. Later that day, Jack told me in private that when he was just about to fall asleep in the car, he saw outside the window many masked individuals, more than the two he saw first. It's been about 3 years since the incident occurred. I'm still thinking who they were and what they were doing. Be careful outside because you don't know who or what is lurking around.